Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Just really irritated this morning that I have to even talk about this nonsense, this mess. This story that ESPN's Outside the Lines is claiming that 10 Baylor Bears got arrested or this shit or that shit. And excuse my language, I'm sorry, but I'm very upset. Here's the deal, man. I was walking around at an Ivy League school probably less than a year ago, hanging out with some friends, doing another one of my college football blogs. And it's probably about 10:30 at night. And as I'm walking down the street, I see, you know, a bunch of kids partying, and it's a girl walking by herself. And there's a group of two dudes or three dudes, and the girl's walking by herself. She's on her cell phone. So the dude, probably a frat kid, turns around, slaps the girl on the ass, keeps walking, and then he screams real loud in the air. The girl's jaw drops. She can't believe he just did it. And she's just like, you know, she's pissed off, and she just kept walking. And to me, I sat there, and, you know, I was really irritated for the girl. But what frustrated me more is that these incidents happen all the time on college campuses. But for some reason, ESPN and all these news sources, they only want to bring light to those issues if it has to do with a football player or a sports team. To me, right is right and wrong is wrong. And it can't be 10 times wrong or worse because it was a football player. Now, reading this dumbass article, excuse me again because I'm irritated about this, that ESPN wrote about Baylor's football team, is just funny in some points of it. If you look at some points in the article, it literally says, so-and-so, Dixon, a player for Baylor Bears in 2013, punched a man who he thought stole his television. I don't know about you people, but if it was somebody that was last at your apartment and your TV came up missing or somebody you know thought stole your television, you're not going to sit around and be shaking your hands or giving them a back massage the next time you see them. Most likely you punched them too. In addition to that, a couple of the things where they're complaining about police incidents, they looked into police investigations. It's really funny, too. How many times on a college campus is there one guy at a bar, forget a bar, one guy at a party, another guy at a party, they're both drunk, they both got their testosterone, they're both trying to have a pissing contest, and they get into a fight. I would say that's on every single college campus in the United States. Division 1, 2, 3, NAIA, whatever. So that part of the article is just flat out stupid to me because that's a problem on all college campuses. And you know what? That's a part of growing up. Kids are going to experience alcohol. They're going to do things. And at some point, they have to say to themselves, that's stupid. I'm not doing that again. I know teachers, coaches, people at ESPN right now who when they got drunk before, I guarantee you they were anger drunks and they started fights with people. ESPN got somebody on there right now that when they was in college, they did it. But the problem was when they were in college in the 90s, nobody fucked with you or harassed with you about this stupid, childish, petty, dumb shit that they do all the time now with this reporting. Art Briles took a pee on the side of the road. He should be arrested, fined, and sentenced to 20 years in jail. He didn't pay his parking ticket because the meter expired 30 seconds, and he didn't get there fast enough, so therefore his car should be repoed. This is the type of stupid propaganda we got going on in the media. But you see, Britt McHenry said the stuff that she said. You see, ESPN didn't suspend her ass. You see, they didn't get rid of her. You see, she's still on TV. But yet they want to go investigate and dig into the Waco Police Department. You know what? I can't wait till somebody just wakes up and says, you know what, let me look up every employee at ESPN. And let me go dig in every police department all over the United States and let's see what we can find on the last 10 years of ESPN employees being arrested for doing something. I guarantee you that number would be surprising too. And this is what I tell all you people who say I'm a Christian and I support Baylor, but I'm upset by this. If you're a Christian and you're upset by this, why don't you sit there and think like a Christian and don't believe the hype? And maybe think that maybe ESPN is trying to make your university look bad, because they're probably one of those schools that's not going to go along with this transgender bathroom bill or this LGBT propaganda that's going on right now. See, here at Big 12 Nation, I don't go with popular opinion. I talk about Big 12 football, Big 12 sports in general, but most of all, I talk about fairness. And when you try and blow somebody up or expose somebody for something that everybody does, it's stupid to me. Quit trying to make it seem like the Waco police are just out letting people commit crimes, because they're not. Students get into fights. Girls make decisions to go back to dorm rooms with guys half drunk, half naked. You know that when you go back to somebody's dorm room, when you're half naked, and both of y'all are drunk, not just one of y'all, both of y'all are drunk, you know you're not going there to play no damn footsies or ping pong. You know what the deal is. So if you know that, first of all, you shouldn't be that drunk to put yourself in that position. Second of all, male athletes, if you know this is what can happen to you, because you've seen what happened with other athletes like Josh McNair and Chris Jones that ESPN magically doesn't do an outside-the-lines report on. I think it's real funny they never do a damn outside-the-lines report on athletes falsely accused. And I got a whole list of them right here. Matter of fact, just a couple weeks ago, a kid from Montana, University of Montana quarterback, was kicked out of a school falsely accused of rape, and they just had to pay the man $300,000 because his career got ruined because they did that bullcrap rush of judgment. Des Wells, Xavier University, got falsely accused of some bullcrap. He transferred to Maryland and had a nice run with Maryland, and Xavier had to pay him a nice hefty amount of money because everybody wants to rush the judgment and be politically correct instead of being fair. It's not about being politically correct. It's about being fair and not being stupid. And a lot of stuff that goes on nowadays with these investigations and these outside lines are just flat out stupid. We got real problems in the NCAA, like coaches being able to leave in the middle of a season, or coaches being able to leave whenever they want to and get millions of dollars, but a kid wants to transfer closer to home, and he can't transfer closer to home because it's in the same conference as the school he leaves. Even better, he can't transfer because the coach doesn't want him to have a competitive advantage. But yet, he can't get paid, and all he wants to do is transfer, and he has to sit out a whole damn year. Those are the problems I have a problem with. Silly stuff like that where it's okay for one but not okay for the next. So if a coach can leave and go anywhere whenever he wants to, then a player should be able to transfer whenever he wants to and not have to sit out a damn year. Those are the real problems in NCAA, because you're crippling the very product that makes you rich, and that's the damn football player. ESPN is always trying to criticize these damn male athletes. And in general, the male athletes are the ones who bring the most damn money to ESPN. You wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for college football, NCAA basketball, NBA, MLB. And this is not a pro-men talk. It's just, hey, man, let's just be real for a minute. Stop always trying to make it seem like men are just out here grabbing women, choking them. Football players are just randomly walking down the street, socking people in the eye and beating them up in public. That's not what's happening. It's two sides to every story. Somebody might have gotten a fight at a party. Happens all the time at every damn college party. Somebody might have stole some out of a guy's dorm room. He was pissed off. I know I'd be pissed off if I paid $400 for a TV and I'm a college student and I'm on a full scholarship and I don't get paid in $400. Normal people who work every day don't wipe their bubble $400, but if somebody stole that from me and I knew it was, I think I'd think about swinging on somebody too. And I've already made my point about the rape allegations. Just as many of these bullcrap rape allegations that y'all bring up on OTL, it's just as many athletes falsely accused. But for some reason, y'all forget to talk about that. Y'all don't talk about the Dante Cunninghams of the world, right? They don't talk about the Godfrey, the guy from Wake Forest. We don't talk about that. The whole Jameis Winston thing, how the Florida State just paid the girl off because they didn't want to argue with her below the court. But she consciously made a decision to go back to the apartment with Jameis Winston. I guarantee you what happened was she was sitting there doing whatever she wanted to do, and then when she got done, she said, I'm going to go tell people that I got raped because, you know what, I don't want to seem like I was a hoe. But the U.S. law allows this stuff to happen for somebody to wake up and say, oh, well, they took advantage of me because I was drunk. Well, what the hell do you think the guy was? The guy don't get advantage taking care of him either when he's drunk? When a man's drunk, he's not in his right mind either. But if you bend over and you start doing nasty stuff, he's going to do the same thing. So I'm not buying this BS article from ESPN Outside the Lines. Big 12 Nation, I don't want y'all to buy this BS article from Outside the Lines. The stuff that they're talking about, it happens a lot more with regular college students than it does athletes. Last but not least, who's telling you guys to go search every police department like you're doing something? You're not the damn moral police. I just can't wait till the day where the NCAA just says, I'm tired of ESPN, and I'm tired of these propaganda machines always out to try and make somebody look bad. And I can't wait till they just say, you know what, we're just going to separate from all this mess and do this ourselves. When we find something wrong and the players bring it to light, then we listen and we act on it. But enough of this crap where you going and searching police records. Because we can go search police records all over the country, and I guarantee you we'll find some employee at ESPN that done some effed up BS in the last 10 years. And the only reason you can't find it is because they went out their way to get it expunged. But if we go behind the expungement records, I guarantee you all these media sources, TMZ Sports, and all these other people who are in there exposing people, I guarantee you you'll find a lot of bullshit on them too. So I support Baylor University. I support our boss. And the hell with this OTL article. This is nonsense. This is bullshit. Kids go to school. They're going to be over-sexualized. They're going to have a fight. They're going to do stuff. That's why they're in school. Because after the four-year period, they grow up and say, why did I do all that wild, crazy stuff? And it's because they've been grown in their parents' house, and now they finally got their freedom, so they experience in the world. And guess what? Most football players, after they're done, even the ones you look back, guess what they end up doing? Getting married, having kids, having a family. But guess what most of the people at ESPN end up doing? Having affairs, three and four wives, not sticking to what people at Baylor call is family values. So stop taking your information and your reporting from a bunch of nimrods who are only trying to push a narrative on you. And then when they push their narrative on you, they don't tell both sides of the story. There's a side of the story with sexual assault, but there's also a side of the story with falsely accused athletes. There's a side of the story where there was a fight at the dorm or there was a fight at the party, but there's also a side of the story where somebody forced a fight and they got punched in their mouth. Somebody's not going to spit in somebody's face, and I'm not going to call the cops and say, somebody spit in my face. Is there something you can do? No, I'm going to punch them in their damn mouth because they spit in my face. Somebody steals my TV, I'm not going to sit there and be like, where's my TV at? And I'm calling the cops. No, I'm probably going to punch them in their mouth, too. There's two sides to every damn story. Stop letting these news outlets give you one damn side. And think open-minded and look at stuff from everybody's perspective, not some article by Outside the Lines. Because as y'all see, Outside the Lines is known for deleting my YouTube channels when I decide to expose them for the articles that they don't bring up, for the things they don't talk about. So just in the last year, as I said, you got McNeary, you got Chris Jones, you got Des Wells, you got the kid from University of Montana, you got the kid from Wake Forest, I can't think of his name right now, you got the two players from the basketball team in upstate New York, you got Torrey Hutchinson. You got so many stories where these athletes are falsely accused. But guess what you don't have yet? Guess what you don't have yet? One damn Outside the Lines investigative report on it. Nobody's doing anything or any laws about changing that. No senator is up speaking up about that shit. Nobody's talking about that at all. People just sitting there making it look like these male athletes are just a bunch of overspoiled brats that are just going out beating people up and raping women, when that's not true at all. How I look at it, Big 12 Nation, you can agree, disagree, whatever. I'm for the Baylor Bills. I'm for Coach Art Browse, and I'm not with the Outside the Lines report because it's BS. You can dig up any police department and find a lot of dirt on anybody. We're not perfect. We're all human beings. Last I checked, the Baylor is not out murdering or killing anybody. and they provide more scholarships and giving more kids opportunities out of bad neighborhoods than ESPN is. So guess what? I'm siding with Baylor and Art Briles, and they get to it how they get to it. But there's a thing called a second chance, and there's a thing called realistic. Realistic life is this is what happens on every college campus across the United States. But ESPN picks and chooses what college they want to make look bad at the time they do. But they never look in the mirror at themselves, because I bet you they got a lot of bullshit going on in their building, too. Big 12 Nation, I might have went overboard. I might not have. But I was really pissed off about this article. Have a good day. I'm just giving you my perspective. Whatever your opinion is, you're most likely going to stick with it, because we're all human beings. And unlike ESPN, I don't oppose people disagreeing with my stance on this. Peace.